Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to Union Tunnel Stadium in Tulsa, Oklahoma on a beautiful fall evening here as we're coming into the stretch of September in our fourth game of the season. It'll be Union football from the three-yard line. Second and goal from the eight. Second and goal from the eight-yard line. Looking down at the scoreboard and saw two. That's the second quarter. Here we go. Part of our scoreboard went out here. See that? Yeah. Shamari Brooks. Lone set in the backfield, behind the quarterback, hands off to Brooks. Brooks cuts inside into the end zone, touchdown from 8 yards out. Shamari Brooks made that look easy. Bounced out to the right side, cut it back in sharply. Nice block from the tight end, Lawrence Harris there. And Shamari Brooks in the end zone again tonight. Union, their third touchdown, and opens the second quarter by rolling the score up to 19-0 now over Edmond North.
Over the right side, Shamari was going to go to the corner of the end zone, and he saw a lane and hit it like lightning. He put a right foot in the ground and was in the end zone in no time flat, but he was right north and south and got in there quick.
Noah Rauschenberg attempted the extra point, missed his first, made his second, and now he's made his third. So with 11:55 left in this second quarter, it's Union 20, Edmond North nothing. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Union Football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
You gonna get that?
I got it covered.
Hello, Heat and Air. Our office is currently closed.
Got any tins?
If you need service this weekend, please call Air Comfort Solutions. Thanks. Have a great day.
The message is clear. On the phone, online, anytime. Your winning call, aircomfortsolutions.net, 743-2300.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
We're back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Union 20, Edmond North nothing, 11:55 left in this first half. Rauschenberg approaches the kickoff, and it's underway. And it goes into the end zone, automatic touchback in high school football, and that's so it'll bring it out to the 20-yard line, and that's where Edmond North will start, first and 10. Edmond North, a moment ago, had a total of about 2 yards of total offense.
Yeah, the defense on the Union side of the game, on the field tonight is really holding their own on the run game. I was telling how well they were doing, and now they're negative eight.
Wow. Here come the Huskies, led by their junior quarterback again, Ben McNaughton. They'll start from their 20-yard line, first and 10, just underway in the second quarter. They trail 20-0. With a minus 8 yards of total offense in their first four possessions. New quarterback in there, Anthony Belton, now in the backfield, breaks a tackle and then dives forward across the 23-yard line. Anthony Belton, the senior quarterback, has come in now, 5'10", 170. Got a lot of quick to him there. They're a really good runner on this team. So they have replaced the starter, the junior Ben McNaughton, with Anthony Belton. Belton, the new quarterback for the Huskies. Raphael Williams, outside linebacker for Union, made the tackle.
You know, I think you get in these games and you decide we're negative 8 yards rushing. We're not throwing the ball. We're not making a presence. It's not going to hurt to leg out with another guy, or maybe, you know, maybe there's an injury that we're not aware of, but, you know, it never hurts to get some experience back there.
Second and seven now for Edmond. Their 23-yard line. Quarterback keeps it. Anthony Belton. Oh, he smashed down before he got back to the line of scrimmage. Oh, what a hit. Anthony Belton running high. And Kyrie Fisher, the outside linebacker, 6'3", 230. a commit to the University of Minnesota. He's going to play some Big Ten football up there. Woo!
I'll tell you, that was a big shot. He put a lick on the quarterback there, and that's one you never like to see anywhere, but that was a, you know, he stepped up to make that tackle, and I was just about to say how much a difference this running quarterback was making, and he took a shot.
Yeah, and he's out of the game. Anthony Belts, I've had enough of this stuff. He went off to the sidelines. Nope, they had McNaughton back in. Now here comes Belton again. Minnick behind him, the pass off the left side, caught at the 25, breaks a tackle and dives forward, but short of the first down by just a couple of yards at the 28-yard line. Braden Gibbons was the receiver out there. Nice quick throw by Anthony Belton.
I'm trying to see who made the tackle on that. It looks like Farquhar out there. Spencer Farquhar as the tackle and a saving tackle at that. He tore the undershirt off on the receiver, and without holding on, he picks up the first down. So great job just hanging on for everything he can get.
So fourth down, a long yard, but they're going to punt it away. Logan Young is in there to punt. Landon Woods is deep in single safety, has yet to return a punt or even catch a punt so far tonight. Logan Young hits this one. And again, a short punt, no chance to return it. Going to bounce inside the Union 40-yard line, roll dead at around the 39. That's where the Redskins will take over. First and 10, 9:38 left in this opening half of play. 20-0, Tulsa Union. Not a surprise again. They say, boy, Edmund North has been struggling some, and young program, and they knew they were up against it coming in here tonight, and they're way overmatched. You point out the size differences, Zach.
Size difference, speed difference, and you can see numbers on the sideline, just the sheer numbers of the game. You know, that says a lot about a program and where it's been, where it's going, is that Union just consistently has, man, I don't know, Doc, how many is on the Union roster without 10, you know, the double numbers and the ones that don't suit? If you can get that for us, that'll be awesome.
Davenport takes the snap, hands off Brooks. Brooks 40, 45, gets about six on the play. Excuse me, Courtney Holmes. Courtney Holmes in the backfield now. He took the handoff and gains a quick 6 yards there. Second and four. Go ahead, Doc.
Thought I had my microphone turned off and it was on. Hey, I think we had about 180 during the summer, and I think it's like in the 140 range. Now, not all of them are suited tonight, maybe, but
sure.
Have a lot of kids. And that's a whole lot more than most of our opponents have.
Davenport throws off to the right side, and running down the sideline is Jared Nichols. The first down for Union in territory. He's knocked out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Sam Rycroft knocked him out of there finally. So it'll be first and 10, Union now. They're inside the Huskies' country at the Edmund North 37. Courtney Holmes, the backfield, just to the left side of Davenport. Grady sends his tight end in motion, Lawrence Harris. Steps back, looks to the right, now starts running with left, being chased. Chase throws down the field. It's going to be intercepted at the 25-yard line, picked off there by number five, Russell Dilks, the spur linebacker. Lawrence Harris, the intended receiver, but Davenport was backpedaling like crazy and threw it off his back foot, and that's never good for a quarterback, Zach, as you know. I'm sure you've never done that.
No, that's one I've never, ever done. he did a great job in the pocket doing a little backpedal and a sidestep, and he got loose and took off outside of the pocket. And there you've got a couple options. Either get downhill and run the ball or make sure you don't overthrow your target. And at that point, his hips and things just weren't square. And he threw it to an open guy, Jordan Kelly. Not Kelly. That's on defense, right? The tight end there went in motion. There you go, Lawrence Harris. And it was just over his head right into the hands of the defender.
So the first turnover of the night against Tulsa Union brings the Edmund North offense back on the field. They'll start at their own 29-yard line. Full quarterback is Belton, springing off. Pitcher makes the pitch. It's on the ground, loose. Three Redskins are on it. Union's going to have the football inside the Edmund 25-yard line. Anthony Belton rolled to his left, made the pitch to the trailing back, Alex Smith. Never got to him, bounced off his shoulder pad. And Patrick Fields, the left quarterback, was there along with two other Redskins. They covered the football, and Union, after turning it over, takes it right back. They'll be first and 10. At the Husky 25.
That's the way to do it. And I tell you, what's something interesting to see there is what you can't see on the radio is after Fields comes up with the ball, that's the second time Union's grabbed a fumble and just thrown the ball towards the official. The official had his words and said, hey, I need you to bring that ball to me over here and just show me some respect. And so, you know, just give him a little warning and sharpen that up a little bit.
Shamari Brooks, the senior University of Tulsa commit, is in the backfield again with Grady Davenport. Redskins first and 10. At the 25-yard line of Edmund North, Handoff goes around the right side. A.K. Wilson, the split end, coming around the corner there. Just gets a yard or two on the carry just inside the 25-yard line.
They like to run that jet sweep to A.K., and that one just kind of pressured outside, didn't get the corner. When he gets the corner, he's all over it. But that time, junior Devin Mares was the guy to make the stop.
Second down and nine from the Edmund North 24-yard line. Brooks in the backfield. Brooks takes the handoff up the middle. He goes inside the 20-yard line, pulled down at the 19. It'll be third down, about four for Union. Josh Cruzan made the tackle for the Huskies. He's a 6-foot, 230-pound defensive tackle.
After a gain of just a couple, Shamari's up in the middle, though, trying to make things happen. That's where he starts to break things loose.
Third down, need about five. He needs the 15 for the first down. Brooks has it and more. 15 at the 10, at the 5. Shamari Brooks into the end zone. Touchdown, Union. Shamari Brooks, his second score of the night. DeMarge King got dragged into the end zone with Shamari Brooks. But that thing blew wide open on the left side. Carter Hoplin-Garner, the 6'5", 290-pound senior left tackle. The left guard, 6'1", 285-pound senior Elwood Tomlin. Santa Carlos Barrios, 6'2", 260, leading the way. And Shamari Brooks has his second touchdown of the night.
Chris, you know what I like to see is when receivers aren't just receivers, we call them prima donnas if they don't like to do anything besides catch the ball. And that time, 20 yards down the field, C.J. Moore is making a block at the goal line. So he's way downfield making it happen, helping his guy in the end zone.
Rauschenberg is perfect on the extra point. It's now 27-0, Tulsa Union over Edmund North, 7:47 left in the first half. You're listening to Union Redskins football on KMG 102.3, 7:40, Tulsa.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Monday on CNN, Clinton.
Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit to be president.
Trump. Hillary Clinton lacks the judgment to lead our nation.
Locked in a bitter battle, the presidential candidates face off on the same stage for the first time.
I can be too honest. Hillary Clinton is the exact opposite.
The scams, the frauds, he clearly has something to hide.
The first presidential debate, live coverage Monday night on CNN.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FS, Sand Springs, KRMG-Tulsa. This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
And we're back. And to recap that last scoring drive, Shamari Brooks makes it to the end zone again. That's only a 3-yard play after a turnover there. The Redskins defense come up with a big save. And Shamari's in his 12th carry for 93 yards for the night. 17 receiving yards as well. So that puts Union on top tonight, 27-0, and that is with 7:47 still left in the second.
Rauschenberg to kick off again. Gonna wear this kid's leg out tonight. Rauschenberg hits it. Not worn out so far. A little wind behind him, and it blew right through the end zone, out of bounds, out of the end zone. It'll be Edmund North, first and 10 at their 20-yard line. All right, Zach, so what's your strategy if you're on the Edmund North sideline? What are you trying to do to get this offense going that so far has been negative?
Well, we always talk about a game like this, they want to keep the clock running, but they've done a really good job, other than the yards that are expressing how good a job they've done.
Minus four.
It seems like they're doing a really good job on the ground. They're just not picking up any yards. They're not going backwards too often, just 4 yards for the game. But they've got to put something in the air. It's just going to become a long game of offense for the Union Redskins.
Their starting quarterback, Ben McNaughton, is back in. Hands off. Around the left side, trying to get the 20-yard line and knocked out of bounds at the 21-yard line.
I think they picked up one on that one. So now they're only negative three, which is awesome. That's a positive step.
Antonio Brown, a new running back in there for the Huskies. 5'7", 155-pound junior.
They just don't have the speed to get to the corner. So tonight they've got two sacks for negative 23 yards. Is that what you're telling me, Mr. Richard Jones?
Sacks and a fumble, yeah. Got a yard of the play. It'll be second down and nine just across their own 20-yard line. Ball tipped up in the air, knocked around, and it's going to be incomplete. It was Devin Bajak, the 6'3", 245-pound senior defensive end. But Union got his hands up in the air and knocked that ball straight up in the air, so it'll be third down and nine now. Huskies trying to get to the 30-yard line to get a first down.
That one hung up in the air long enough. It looked like someone's going to come under it, whether it be from the Redskins side of the ball or not. But that one was deflected, and it went straight up in the air and really looked like it may come down like an interception, and Bajak may have caught his own.
Matt McDonald takes the snap, rolls off to his right side, being chased, throws on the run, and is incomplete. Just a little bit too far. Intended receiver there, Jace Rosser, the flanker, out of his reach. It'll be fourth down, punt time again.
Well, I think that's what you've got to do there. You see him getting on the move, making the pocket bigger. If you can't run the ball and you're not doing a really good job staying in the pocket with the pressure, you've got to move the pocket around. And so they get outside the pocket there, get the quarterback on the move, and they've got an option there to make a completion. It just didn't happen.
Landon Woods, a strong safety, was there in coverage for Union. Logan Young is ready to punt. He's standing at his own 5-yard line. Again, Landon Woods is still yet to catch a punt. All these punts have been short tonight. Boy, Bradley got that one off. Now calling for a fair catch and making it at the Edmund 48-yard line is Landon Woods, and that's where Union will take over. First and 10, 7:18 left to play in this first half. By the way, the Huskies also have only one first down on the night.
I'm trying to think something to say there, but I've been trying to be really optimistic that their run game seems like it, that it's moving the ball, and maybe it's because it's to the right hash and the left hash, but every time I think that I've got something going over here, Richard Johns hits me with the negative stat yardage. So,
just the numbers don't lie, do they, Richard? Davenport, one back behind him to the left side. That is Courtney Holmes. Check it. That yep. is Darius Young down the right side. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and touchdown. Holy cow. Darius Boone, sophomore, 5'11", 185. Coach Frederick had described him to me in that 48-yard touchdown run as a potential star. He thinks he could be a college running back. Just a sophomore, 5'11", 185. And Darius Boone has scored his first high school touchdown, I believe.
That's only about the – let's see if we can get some stats on that. I don't see he caught a whole bunch of touches this year. But if that's his first big touch and a big touchdown, he goes in there for a touchdown. He may get the nickname Darius Boom.
Big run there. And again, Rauschenberg's kick is up and good. And we're all in the now 30s, 34 to nothing. Tulsa Union, and still 7:09 to play in this first half.
So Darius has got 18 carries on the season. He averages about 3 yards an attempt and nine on the about three a game.
That's his first touchdown?
Yeah, first touchdown for the season. So a big run there for Darius. He doubles or triples what he had for the year and puts a touchdown in there for himself.
The only good thing about a game like this is, at least for as far as Union is concerned, is a chance to see and get a lot of the younger players on the field, Zach, and a lot of game experience, which is always a good thing.
I speak to that quite a bit. I came from a high school in Nebraska that every 3 or 4 years, your whole season in postseason, you get an extra whole season that a lot of teams and a lot of schools don't get. And so you always forget that when you go into the playoffs, you're extending your season and you're seeing these other kids, they're letting these other kids get experience and get time on the field. And many of them oftentimes just start in other sports. So it really helps your program develop and get team buy-in and player buy-in, and also develops those players that wouldn't normally have time to continue developing.
Well, that was quick. One play, right?
That's another one of those one quick scoring drives. Boone, one play for 48 yards. So that's the second one, about 50 yards this evening. First one was A.K. Wilson. But this one's Darius Boone. He goes in 48 yards and puts the Union Redskins up 34-0 with 7 minutes. The last time they scored was with 7:42 on the clock. We have 7:09 still.
Rauschenberg with a slight breeze behind him, going from the south to the north here tonight in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Very pleasant, low 80-degree temperatures, low humidity. Hey, we just had fall, because we've also had 90-plus weather in Tulsa for the past week. Low kick picked up at the 5-yard line. They're going to try that reverse again. They fake the reverse this time. 10, 15, up to the 20-yard line. Knocked out the 23 is Antonio Brown. They like that fake reverse there on the kickoff return. And they'll start at their own 24-yard line, first and 10. Edmund North, Raymond Farrell, reserve linebacker, made the tackle for Union High School.
Haven't seen a reverse on a kickoff in quite some time. And tonight they've done it each time they've caught the ball. And the first couple times it was ran quite well. Here recently, I don't know what cues are they're seeing on the field, but they just aren't executing it very well. Union Redskins converging on pretty quickly.
Well, their starter's back again. Ben McNaughton, he went out for a couple series when Anthony Belton, the senior, replaced him. But the junior's back in to take the snap. Does that. Goes back to pass. Looks to his left. Throws on the left flat at the 20, 25-yard line. Going to be spun down about the 28 is his halfback, Alex Smith, coming out of the backfield on that. Alex Smith came into the game with 6 receptions, averaging just over 10 yards a reception for the Huskies. Pick up on the play of 5. Second and 5 now. Edmund North trying to get to their own 39 for their second first down of the evening. Clock running, 6.5 minutes left in the first half, and they trail number 2 in the state, Tulsa Union, 34-0.
Mr. Smith is trying to get his first time in the end zone. He's their leading rusher out of the backfield and still hasn't seen the end zone for the season.
Takes the snap, turns hands off to Smith again, up to the 30-yard line. Boy, he's banged back there. Wow. Big hit on Smith. Braden Speicher led the way there, number 28 for Union. They hammered him. Nothing on that one, maybe a yard. Maybe third down and 4 now. Third and 4 for Edmund. Again, just trying to get a first down. They've only had one in the game so far. We have less than 6 minutes left in this first half.
I think they got to keep being creative and get that outside of the tackles.
Smith and Minnick in the backfield taking the ball down, takes the snap, throws first out the 35-yard line. Now giving up yards and finally diving back forward across the 35 for the first down. Nice pass and catch there. Elijah Fisher, the split end, made the catch, and the Huskies have something to cheer about. Their second first down of the night.
Well, I'll tell you, if you can't do it in the big dropback game, you've got to do it in the quicks game, and they do it just a quick snap, three-step drop, and throw the ball on the quick route on the outside. And like you said, Darius caught the ball for plenty enough for the first down and made a quick move backwards and almost lost it.
Smith, tailback, behind the quarterback, McDonald turns hands off to Smith, tries the left side. 30, cuts up the 35 at the 40, out of bounds. Going to be pushed out. They're going to mark him out of bounds around the 42-yard line. So good run by Alex Smith, who is a good-looking running back, Zach. 5'10", 180-pound junior. Mentioned he had over 355 yards and scored 5 touchdowns last year.
He looks like a good little runner. Yeah. He's like I would be, though, running up against this line of scrimmage. These linebackers are firing at you. There's a couple times he runs in there, and instead of attacking and continuing to attack, he gets a little bit timid. And that's why he's taken down for less yardage.
Second and 4. Again, this goes to Smith. Smith cuts up inside and is going to be short of the first down. He's at the 43-yard line. He has to get to the 46 for a first down. Braden Spicer, Darius Thornton, the two Redskin linebackers, made the hits. So third down, about 3 yards to go here for a possible Huskies first down. It'd be 2 in a row for them.
They're taking their time getting the play into the quarterback here, trying to draw the play clock down just as much as they possibly can.
Alex Smith behind the quarterback. Ben McNaughton, the junior, waiting for the shotgun snap. And moving on the left side was their left side tackle. So instead of 3rd and 3, they're going to back him up to make it 3rd and 8.
Well, that's not what they were looking for. I think the draw there was to help draw the defense on offsides, not the offense to jump. So that's going to put them from an easy third down conversion, if there is such an easy thing against the Union Redskins, into a third and extremely long, and that'll put the pressure on them again.
That was their left tackle, 6'5", 280-pound senior Clay Padgett, who they rave about. Also a pretty sharp kid, Zach. You can relate to this. His ACT score was 31.
That's really close to mine, actually. A couple more and he'll have it.
Yeah, mine was reversed. 31 for an ACT. Wow. And 6'5 and 280. Alex Smith to backfield. Now it is 3rd and 8. Here's the snap. Down the quarterback. Looks down, throws the middle. A high throw down the left sideline. It is knocked around and incomplete. The flag is down. Flag is down. Elijah Fisher, intended receiver down there. That was Devin Crittenden, senior right cornerback, defensively for Union. had a play on the ball. Looked like a pretty good play there, but a yellow flag came out. It's going to cost Union, I'm sure. Pass interference.
I think you're probably right. And Crittenden gets knocked on pass interference more than anybody I've seen, but the kid does such a good job with his hands, and I think that's probably what he usually gets called for. Is he's in good position, and I think his hands are just inside fighting, and he makes a great play on the ball and knocks that ball out of there for a no completion, but this is going to be just enough to go give him that first down they were looking for.
Yeah, from third and eight, they now have a they've now thrown a flag at the Union bench, too, so I guess Union might have protested the call and threw a flag down there, so have any more to mark off? Well, they're going to put the ball down at the Union 47-yard line. That's where Edmund is first and 10 now inside Union territory for the first time tonight, I believe. And now we have another whistle and a timeout for Union. Coach Kirk Frederick, I guess, wants to get his money's worth on this flag. He's going
to talk to the official. He wants to go out there and put a little dirt on the umpire's shoes, huh?
We'll take a break here. Union leading this one, 34-0 over Edmond North. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
When putting a team together, you want all-stars, the best players at every position. And that means the combination of 5-star fescue and new lawn starter, Fertilome. 5-star fescue is the all-star of turf that is blended for a rich green lawn that makes your neighbors green with envy. 5-star contains Dynasty for deep, rich color, and Crossfire 2 for its toughness and drought resistance. Cayenne provides great coverage and elite turf quality. Bravado exhibits excellent disease resistance. And Blade Runner rounds out the 5-star lineup. Truly an all-star team. 5-star is designed for open areas, extreme shade, or areas of partial or full shade. With its ability to endure wear and tear or weather extremes, 5-star is the choice for athletic fields or lawn used by active kids. Add some Fertilome Lawn Starter to maximize development of stems and roots. For a winning combination, use Fertilome Lawn Starter and 5-star Fescue. Sanders Nursery, Colebrook Nursery, Midtown Hardware.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Back at Union Tuttle Stadium, the Union Redskins lead Edmond North 34-0, 4:12 left in the first half. We had a pass interference calling at Union, and it was a sideline warning, so no yardage marked off there. Short gain on the play there, the running back, Anthony Belton, the flanker coming around, the flanker reverse. And in fact, they're going to say no gain. They mark it now right back at the line of scrimmage at the 47-yard line. It'll be second down and 10.
The Union's got to put the defense together here. They just gave up an easy one there on a third down conversion. That's the first one they've converted all night, and it was unfortunately on a penalty, but the defense has done such an outstanding job so far.
Split, slot to the right side, split to the left side. Two backs behind McNaughton. Takes the snap, takes the throw, rolling out to his left, being chased and going to be pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line in Union territory. Asa Carter, 6'3", 200-pound senior, rugby star, by the way.
That's right. He's out there playing that rugby and making some waves out there for the Union rugby team. So I was watching Ben Roethlisberger this weekend. They showed him warming up with a rugby ball, and they said, "Wait, what do you do?" And he said, "After this many years in the league, you got to kind of find some ways to keep your arm warm." When he started in the league, he said he had trouble finding a rugby ball. But that game has really expanded in the United States here lately, Ace has been on the Union team, and they've done quite well.
And getting several college scholarship offers, young Mr. Carter is. So congratulations on that. Antonio Brown in the backfield now, McNaughton straight back to pass, being chased and going to be thrown down back to his own 41-yard line by, there he is, Asa Carter. How about that for a cue? Way to go, Asa. 6'3", 200-pound senior. The rugby man knows how to use his hands, too. He threw McNaughton to the ground for a big loss on the play. And it'll be fourth down, punt time again for the Huskies. Fourth down and 22 back at their own 41-yard line.
What a great job there, just getting outside, got the corner. And oftentimes you'll see a defensive end get around the corner and just converge too tight on that circle and get beat to the outside. And Asa did a great job there keeping his shoulder on the outside and securing the quarterback.
Logan Young takes a low snap, picks it up nicely and punts it away. Whistle, though. See what happened here. He put his knee down to catch the football the low snap. And that is where Union is going to take possession all the way back at the 27-yard line. In Edmond territory. Oh, boy, the kid had to go down low to trap the ball on a low snap from center. And the referee correctly, Harold Alspaugh, marked it down right there at the 27, saying you touched your knee down, son, and now Union has it on a short field with a 33-34 to nothing lead.
That's a really short field position right now, and I didn't see that. I thought that Jordan Sparks was going to come off the corner and maybe block that punt, and they started blowing the whistle about the time he was diving, so I couldn't see what was going on. Maybe it was downfield, but what a great a lucky break.
Shamari Brooks, the 27, fakes his handoff to him, rolling and throwing down the field and caught at the 15-yard line by A.K. Wilson.
A.K. Wilson. Wilson carries the ball at the 15-yard line. That'll get another great.
Nice throw on the run there. A.K. Wilson takes it all the way down to the Edmond 15-yard line. First and 10 for Union at the 15 of Edmond North. Redskins 34, Huskies nothing. Coming down to 2.5 minutes left in this first half. Brooks back in the backfield, fake the hand, snap to him, handoff Davenport, throws in the on the end zone, the corner. Did he have it? Waiting for the signal. Yes, touchdown. C.J. Moore in the right corner of the end zone had to wait for the official to make the signal. He double-checked with his partner back there and raised their hand. A touchdown for C.J. Moore. Chris Jagosh was the free safety back there trying to defend for the Huskies. But a nice throw and pass at 15 yards from Grady Davenport to his junior wide receiver, C.J. Moore. Came into the game with 2 touchdowns on the season, averaging over 20 yards of reception. That one was for 15 and a score.
So that puts him in the first quarter. He got one for 15 in this one. So that doubles his yardage and doubles his touchdowns for the year.
Rauschenberg, the extra point. Since he missed that first one, he's been perfect on all the rest here. And he rolled the scoreboard up now to Union 41, Edmond North nothing. 2:26 left to play in the first half.
Well, it hasn't gone by as fast as what it seems, but the first half has really been moving along pretty good and really well for the Union Redskins. The offense really has been putting up a whole bunch of yardage, and the defense has really been playing lights out this evening with holding the Huskies down to absolutely not being able to do anything through the air or on the ground. And here's another touchdown for you and a recap on the drive. How many plays was that one? 2 plays all as it took. 27 yards, it's covered. C.J. Moore puts his second one in for the evening, and the Union Redskins go up 41-0 with that kick being good. And that was a great score and drive and a great pitch and catch there by C.J. and Mr. Davenport. So that one was set up by the punter, actually. Fourth down, the punter put his knee down. Mr. Logan Young. I'll have to put that one in the books as an assist, right?
Gave him a short field again. Union made quick work of it, as you said, Zach. Just two plays to get to the end zone. Second touchdown catch of the game for C.J. Moore. Shamari Brooks.
2 touchdowns
also
on the
has
evening.
Two.
Yep. 2 for C.J. And most of these, let me thumb through these pretty quickly. 3 plays, 1 play, 2 plays. Our longest drive of the evening is 8 plays. We've got 2 8-play drives, one for 64 and the other for 53, and the other ones were under 4 plays on the drive. So really just quick snap, big plays were given up to get in the end zone tonight in the first half.
Rauschenberg set to kick off again. Huskies with their 2 deep safeties in, like through that reverse. They're both standing inside the 10-yard line. Rauschenberg kicks it away. Way deep it goes over there to Randolph. Randolph fakes the handoff. He keeps it himself at the 10. They're going to be spun down at 11. Maybe should have given that one away to Antonio Brown. Jordan Flood came downfield, the junior, to make the tackle. And it will be first and 10 at the 12-yard line for Edmond North.
Well, Jordan maybe should have handed that one off. They haven't done a fake yet tonight, but they faked that one and they sniffed it out. So
got some scores
tonight.
Some
scores are from around the conference. Norman North 48, Putnam North, PC North 13, Westmore 21, Bixby 42.
Ooh, all
how
right.
How about that one? Mustang over Owosso 19-7. No, these are in progress still.
Right.
The only one that's a final is Norman North and PC North.
Yeah, that was last night. Yeah.
Jinx over Norman 21-0, and Southmore over Moore 28-0, and the last one we've got right now is Edmond Santa Fe 17, Edmond Memorial 15. So we'll catch back up with a few of those as the night goes on.
So the number one Jenks Trojans on the road in Norman tonight with a 21-0 lead. Minnick, the fullback, took the handoff and got about 4 yards on that first snap. Clock is under minute 55 and counting now. Late substitution coming off the Edmond North bench. They're missing a right guard. Here he comes. All right, now we're all set. McNaughton with Smith. Minnick behind him.
Uh-oh.
Turns over looking for Smith. Couldn't find him. He's going to be chased back. Down he goes. Pulled down back at the 7-yard line. Great pressure put on there. Big rush. That was Corey Piercy, 6'3", 220-pound senior reserve defensive end. He came shooting around the corner. McNaughton turned to hand to Smith, and they had the play broken there, and he just had to run for his life.
That's right. He's had 2 sacks tonight, or 2 tackles for loss anyway. And it looks like there was a little bit of confusion in the backfield. The quarterback went one way. The receiver went the next. And anytime that happens and you've got a Union Redskins barreling down your neck, you've got to do what you can, and there wasn't much to be done.
They're back at their own 7-yard line now on a 3rd and 15. Handoff goes to Alex Smith. Smith's going to get to the 10. That's going to be it. They're going to be punting from their own end zone with under a minute to play here in the first half.
Well, with a minute left, I would say go for a touchdown. In this case, you're in that end zone, and you put the pressure on. I think you go for the block. What do you say?
Yeah, why not? Braden Spicer was the one who knocked Smith down there at the 10-yard line. So it's 4th down and 12. The Edmond Huskies back in again. His punter, Logan Young, remember, had a low snap in his last one and ended up putting his knee down on their 27, led to another Union touchdown. Union 41, Edmond North nothing. Clock is running as we're down to 30 seconds left in this first half. Mercifully. Snap, in is low, but he keeps his knees off the ground. And it's a low kick. Takes a nice bounce, 35 across the 40, across the 45. Going to roll around close to midfield. And it'll be blown dead right at the 49-yard line in Edmond North territory with 12 seconds left. Union offense will take the field again.
Yeah, that's only 12 seconds left. But like we said, most of these drives have only been two-play drives.
Their quarterback's had a tough night of it, the junior, Ben McNaughton.
5 carries and 39 yards, 1 fumble for their McNaughton.
That's minus 39 yards, Zach. Always trying to help the quarterback out. Jeez.
I'm still trying to give him positive yards for
the evening. I heard that. I know it. Come on, guys. It's 41-0. If this were a fight, they'd have stopped it right now.
You didn't put it in red. I thought it was still positive. Where's the red pen? Where's it at?
Well, we got our rules expert, Jeff Johns, with a red pen here, making notes for you. Back to pass now is Davenport. Pitches out to Samari Brooks. Brooks 30, Brooks 25. Brooks on his 23 on line with 3 seconds left to play. And they're going to call timeout. Of course they are. They've got a first down on the big pitch and catch again from Davenport to Samari Brooks. 27 yards. Carter Randolph made the tackle there.
You know, they've run that screen play so well all season long. And last week, 2 weeks ago during Jinx game, they ran the counter screen. And they faked the screen one way and then threw to A.K. Wilson running across the other.
Well, they marked the ball ready for play and let the last 2 seconds count off the clock. And the Union Redskins head to their locker room in the beautiful end zone complex on the south side of the stadium here with a halftime lead of 41-0. Union 41, Edmond North nothing. Doc Blevins will be along with a halftime guest. The Renegade Band will be out on the field performing, the High Steppers as well. We're ready for halftime here. We'll take a break here with, again, Tulsa Union, number 2 ranked in the state, 41, Edmond North nothing. You're listening to Redskins Football on KMG 102.3 and 740.